Hi there, and thanks for tuning in. This is Jodina, and this week's Language Nugget features another common Italian pronunciation landmine, one that has the dubious distinction of being voted by my students as most obnoxious sound in Italian. Can you guess which sound I'm talking about? I jokingly call it the Three Stooges sound in reference to gna, 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 the written, spoken, onomatopoeic representation of laughter made famous by the Three Stooges. The Italian sound in question is represented by the letter combination of GN. The best-known examples of this sound are most certainly gnocchi and lasagna. People generally get these two right simply because they're Italian foods that have found fame and fortune outside of Italy. The challenge, however, arises with lesser-known words containing this sound. These tend to trip folks up. Let's start with possibly the biggest offender of all, significa. I teach this word on day one of class with the phrase che significa, which is a question to ask, what does it mean or signify? It's obviously a useful phrase for someone about to dive into a new language. So let's take a look at the anatomy of GN or gna. Nearly everyone tends to mispronounce the word significa. Most of the time they say significa, and it's tricky because the letter combo GN does exist in English, but with a different sound value. In English, this combination calls for a hard G, G, like a gut punch, sound followed by the N sound, so gna. In Italian, however, the GN instead is like the NY, ny combo in the English word canyon. You completely ignore the G, you pronounce the N, and follow it with the consonant Y sound, as in the word yes. So, matters are further confused by the fact that significa is a cognate, meaning a word that looks and sounds similar between two languages. If you don't stop and think before you speak, your default language brain will take over and cause you to say the word with a very Englishy sound to it. So on first glance, it would look to you like significa, but it's significa. And as a side note, Spanish has this sound too, but it's much easier to recognize and deal with because it shows up as the ñ or the N with the tilde or the little squiggle over the top rather than a GN. So while the ñ is common in Spanish words, the Italian GN throws Spanish speakers too, because in Spanish, the GN combo is pronounced g-n, just like in English. So, back to English. Aside from canyon and a few obscure words like lanyard, bunion, and banyan, the Italian GN is not a common sound in English. What always comes to mind for me, as mentioned earlier, is the Three Stooges saying nya, 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 in imitation of the sound of laughter. It's hard to describe it in words, so if you're too young to know the Three Stooges, check out this video. Not only is GN counterintuitive letter combo, it's nearly impossible to properly pronounce this very nasal sound, at least when you're first learning it, without screwing up your face into an obnoxious expression worthy of the Three Stooges themselves. Hence, GN or gna, that sounds prize as the most obnoxious sound in Italian. Try it for yourself in these common Italian gna, GN words. Bagno, bathroom. Bisogno, need. Sogno, dream. Sognare, to dream. Agnello, lamb. Pugno, fist or punch. Guadagnare, to earn. Spegnere, to turn off or extinguish. Lasagna. Prugna, prune or plum. Lavagna, board, as in whiteboard or blackboard, bagno schiuma, shower gel, giugno, the month of June, castagna, chestnut, frignare, to whine or complain, disegnare, to design or draw, disegno, design or drawing, ingegnere, engineer, panino, lifeguard, and magnifico, magnificent. All right, so a few suggestions for pronouncing the Three Stooges' ny sound. Just like with the hot Z and sneaky S sounds, those are previous pronunciation landmines that we covered, the best way to get a handle on this sound is to make yourself a list of ny, GN practice words, like the ones above that I just read. To be sure you get it right, start off by saying canyon, or lanyard, or banyan, or nya, 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 and notice what your mouth and tongue are doing. With that muscle memory fresh in mind, immediately practice saying the Italian nya words on your list. Keep at it, and before you know it, pronouncing words with the nya Three Stooges sound correctly will become second nature. And when that happens, you'll be the one laughing. Nya, nya, nya. All right, are you saying it correctly? I hope so. Keep practicing, and I hope this has been helpful for you, and I'll see you on the next blog and podcast. Take care. Ciao.